Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James in the studio with Emma from Harrogate Family Law. So before the break, we talked about the types of financial information that'd be helpful to have at hand for the first meeting. Emma, should listeners be bringing basic financial information about their spouse with them to the meeting?
So listeners might find it helpful to write down what they already know about their partner's financial situation. However, it's really important that listeners don't bring with them to the meeting or access any information or documentation relating to their spouse without their knowledge, as it's unlawful to access their confidential information.
So basically, don't go hacking their information.
Yeah, so sometimes spouses often do know each other's passwords for emails and online bank accounts, which can increase the temptation for a suspicious spouse to, as you say, hack in and see what's been going on. However curious you might be, reading your spouse's private emails and logging into their bank accounts and things is illegal, and any information gathered in that way is not only unlikely to be admissible if you did end up in court proceedings, but it's also a criminal offence. And the same applies also for opening your spouse's post and copying private documents from either paper or electronic records. And that's the case even if you are still married. However, obviously, it's fine for you to bring with you information or documentation relating to your own financial circumstances or joint assets.
What if you don't know much about your spouse's financial situation? How does it work then?
Yeah, so we are commonly instructed by couples where one spouse has mainly dealt with the finances and therefore the other spouse has a limited understanding of the family's financial situation. It's standard practice for separating couples to exchange information about their financial and personal circumstances, and your solicitor will be able to guide you through this process to ensure you don't prejudice your position in any way. So we discussed the benefits of having a solicitor on board back in our February show. So if any listeners want to recap on those, they can find that obviously on the website. And going through this process should hopefully ensure that you have a really clear picture about what your spouse's financial and personal circumstances are, so that you can give a really fully informed consideration to any settlement proposals.
Okay, right. Coming up on the next part, final part, we're going to be looking at spouses and what to do if you think they might be hiding assets or disposing of assets, that kind of activity. We'll have a look at that next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.